In the name of Jesus, amen. If anyone is devout and a lover of God, let him enjoy this beautiful and radiant festival. If anyone is a wise servant, let him, rejoicing, enter into the joy of the Lord. If anyone has wearied himself in fasting, let him now receive his recompense. If anyone has labored from the first hour, let him today receive his just reward. If anyone has come at the third hour with thanksgiving, let him keep the feast. If anyone has arrived at the sixth hour, let him have no misgivings. He shall suffer no loss. If anyone has delayed until the ninth hour, let him not fear on account of his delay. For the master is gracious and receives the last just as the first. He gives rest to him who comes at the 11th hour, just as to him who has labored from the first. He has mercy on the last and cares for the first. To the one he gives, to the other he is gracious. He both honors the work and praises the intention. Enter, all of you, into the joy of our Lord. And whether first or last, receive your reward. O rich and poor, together, one with another, dance for joy. O you ascetics and you negligents, celebrate the day. You that have fasted and you that have disregarded the fast, rejoice today. The table is rich laden. Feast royally. The calf is fatted. Let no one go forth hungry. Let all partake of the feast of faith. Let all receive the riches of goodness. Let no one lament his poverty, for the universal kingdom has been revealed. Let no one mourn his transgressions and his sins, for pardon has awakened from the grave. Let no one fear death, for the Savior's death has set you free. He that was taken by death has annihilated it. He descended into hell and took hell captive. He embittered it when it tasted his flesh. And anticipating this, Isaiah exclaimed, "Hell was embittered when it encountered thee in the lower regions. It was embittered because it was abolished. It was embittered because it was mocked. It was embittered because it was purged. It was embittered because it was despoiled. It was embittered because hell was bound in chains. It took a body and face to face met God. It took earth and encountered heaven. It took what it saw, but crumbled before what it had never seen before. O death, where is thy sting? O hell, where is thy victory? Christ is risen, and you are overthrown. Christ is risen, and the demons are fallen. Christ is risen, and the angels rejoice. Christ is risen, and life reigns. Christ is risen, and not one dead remains in the tomb. For Christ, being raised from the dead, has become the first fruits of them that sleep. To him be glory and might unto ages of ages. Amen."